I don't care who's in charge of morale in your practice. Culture has to start at the top. There is no such thing as a successful office where the culture of the office is built around one of the team members.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger here. Now, if you were recently at the Orthopreneur Summit in Austin, you heard a theme echoed over and over and over again. And what was that theme? Culture, right? I'm not even going to get into the names of the speakers, but if you were there from the moment it started, I think, which was Victor Antonio, through the end of the meeting, which I think was, if it's Grant Collins, if it's not Grant Collins, I apologize, Grant, but I'm pretty sure you were the last one. If you go through that entire lineup, all you heard over and over again was culture, culture, culture. And it is a bit of a buzzword right now in our industry. But let's talk about culture for just a second. How do you develop office culture and what is it? Well, it's hard to define what office culture is, right? It could be, for instance, in my practice, everybody who's hired, everybody who works with me has got to have a sense of humor. Why? Because I'm going to have so much fun and joke and pranks all day long. I'm like an 8-year-old kid. But I'm really serious about my ortho. So they know that when we're at the chair, I can joke with patients, but the ortho is on point. We're always, always focused on it. But otherwise, we joke, we have fun. Just like the house you might buy or the car you drive, it might have to match your style. Culture is no different. And here's the thing, you just can't have your culture and plug everybody into it. And that's often a challenge when a new practice is started, right? Or even moreover, when you buy a practice and the old doctor was there for 20 years or 30 years, and then you come in, they were one way, you're another. The office team that was hired was part of that culture. They don't necessarily want to come over and be a part of your culture. And suddenly there's a bit of a disconnect. And before you know it, you've got new team members who are now on board with your culture. So you have to define what your culture is and what does it feel like and how do you address problems and how do you grow together as a team? How do you market? Like everything needs to be a reflection of your culture, because if it's not authentic, it'll be evident instantly and it'll be a problem. And so first of all, you know, what is your culture? I think you need to figure that one out. And I want you to spend a little time on that. Second, how do you build it? Well, you just can't just defer it. And that's a big mistake I see people make, is they suddenly decide, hey, I figured out what my culture really should be. I figured how we're going to get there. And here, Susie, you take it over and run, and you're head of office culture. So you make it work. Now, I don't care who's in charge of morale in your practice. Culture has to start at the top. There is no such thing as a successful office where the culture of the office is built around one of the team members. Okay, there's some really, really good team members out there. I'm going to single one out right now, Amanda Floyd. She's amazing. She works with Fishbein Orthodontics, one of our partners of Smile Doctors. And Amanda is remarkable. And while she can help promote the office culture, while she can help build the office culture, while she can make sure that everybody who comes in is on board with the office culture starts with Dr. Fishbein at the top. And that's the way it works, because if it doesn't match who he is and his name's on the building, then we get some real problems. And you'll see that happen from time to time, where a doctor sort of subjugates to a team member and says, you take it, you run with it, I'm not going to do it, I'll let you be in charge. And before you know it, there's a big problem. So one more time, figure out what your culture is. You can lead it. You have to lead it. But you can get other people who can help support it and be your missionaries in it. But if you're not running your culture in your office, if you're not starting it and defining what it should be, you're in for a world of heartbreak. So your homework, go figure out your culture, go figure out how you're going to run it, and go kill it, all right? Here for you if you need anything, wishing you a great day. And if you're not signed up or your team's not signed up for Orthopreneur Summit 2023 in Orlando, it's going to be amazing. We're already about 70% sold out of team passes. So go to opsummit2023.com. Hope to see you there. It's going to be even better than 22. And you've already heard how good that was. Have a great day.